This is TechSide Daily, the daily voice of Tech Cocoon.
Your briefing on the companies, the capital, and the policy shaping African technology. Here is what matters on June 10, 2026.
Egypt's iSchool has made a strategic acquisition, buying software firm Rubicol and its 21 engineers. This move is about building proprietary AI systems for schools, marking a shift in African and MENA edtech from selling content to owning the technology stack.
That's an interesting play by iSchool. Owning the tech stack gives them control over the product and potentially more revenue streams. What's the implication for the edtech market in Africa and MENA?
It signals a maturation of the edtech space. Players are now looking to build foundational technology rather than just content. This could set a new standard for edtech companies in the region.
Shifting gears, Daniel Yu, co-founder of Wasoko, has launched a $100 million philanthropic fund. His bet is that Africa's problem isn't a lack of apps, but jobs. He's focusing on export manufacturing and labor mobility.
That's an interesting perspective. The startup decade has created capital and apps, but job creation hasn't kept pace. Can this fund make a dent in Africa's unemployment numbers?
It's a tough ask, but if anyone can do it, Daniel Yu has the network and expertise. Moving on, Microsoft's delayed Kenya data center highlights a harsh reality for Africa's AI ambitions. The infrastructure math just isn't adding up yet.
The holdup on the Microsoft and G42 data center shows that power capacity, anchor demand, and realistic public-private financing are critical. Without these pieces in place, AI and cloud ambitions will stall.
Absolutely. And on a related note, Wayawaya's Teddy Ogalo is showing the hard work required for African fintech. His journey underscores the importance of resilience, bank integrations, and mobile wallet connections.
It's a reminder that, despite the hype, fintech products depend on patient execution and foundational work. There's no shortcut to building a robust financial infrastructure.
That has been TechSide Daily from Tech Cocoon, mapping African innovation from market signal to execution and funding.
The full reporting is waiting for you at techcocoon.org. From Amara and Kwame, we will see you tomorrow.
TechSide Daily is a production of Tech Cocoon, founded by Dr. Victor Akeza.